Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and you know, a lot of times our kids, our grandkids, they love to go to summer camp and just have fun. Maybe they grow in an area of interest, whether it's sports or academics, spiritual, a lot of good church camps out there. I know that I went to, in fact, I accepted Jesus at a church camp many, many moons ago when I was 12 years old at a summer camp. But you know what? As adults, we also need to get our tanks filled, and there is a great opportunity coming up in Lexington at Quest Community Church. It is coming up on August 9th and 10th, and that's something that's been a part of my life. This will be the 15th time that I have attended, and it is called the Global Leadership Summit. And I know for some of you, you're wanting to tune out right now because you hear the word leadership, but this is for everybody. It's for obviously people that are business leaders, but also for stay-at-home moms, those soccer moms out there, because everybody leads somebody. And I'm excited today to have Sherry Beth Daly with me. She is in charge of the Leadership Summit at Quest. So Sherry Beth, thanks for joining us so much today.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, I know you and I have been working on this together. I used to host it when I was executive pastor at Northeast Christian. Then when I left there, you were kind enough, you and Quest, to take the baton and been running with it, I believe, 5 years now. And so I know that this is something that is a real passion of yours too, isn't it?
Yes, I think I actually edge you out just by a couple years. This will be my 17th year attending, and it's by far and away my favorite conference experience. It's hard to even call it a conference because it's something that really improves you as a person and as a leader. They invest in you year round. So it's not even just a one-time shot. It really is a year-round investment that they make in the people that attend this.
Well, obviously, you know, you do something 17 times. This will be my 15th time. You know, share with people why should they attend this? You know, take 2 days out of their schedule coming up on August 9th and 10th, Sherry Beth.
Well, like you were saying, I know sometimes when we hear the word leadership, either we lock in with that and think, yeah, that's me, or we tune it out and say, no, you know, that's not me. One of the taglines for the Global Leadership Summit is that everyone has influence. And the fact that in your home, in your neighborhood, with your friend group, you might be a high schooler, you might be in college or retired, but no matter who you are or what age you are, you have influence with someone. And this, the Global Leadership Summit is really about helping you get better and wherever you are an influencer, whether it's in the home or in the workplace. And it's been one of the primary growth engines for me when it comes to helping me get better as a leader, because not only do they post an incredible faculty lineup for this 2-day event, but they really make an investment in you year round. There's a network. They have just come out with a Global Leadership Network, and they send information to you year-round that helps you continue to get better and build on the experience of what happens on this 2-day event. But it's inspiring. I mean, I come away with new practical ideas every year. I mean, things that I use in my home and things that I use in the workplace. So it truly has helped me get better as a whole person every time I've attended.
Well, and the thing about this, I mean, this was just started in Chicago over 20 years ago because so many people wanted something to help them be, you know, successful in their workplace as followers of Jesus and to be encouraged. And so they just started it on a whim at Willow Creek Community Church in Chicago at South Barrington, which would be like Georgetown to Lexington. And I've actually attended it live in Chicago, and I know you have also. But now this thing, it was so popular, it's expanded now over 1,600 cities worldwide host the summit. So, I mean, there is just a thirst for people that are followers of Jesus wanting to grow in their ability to have influence with others, isn't there?
Yes. They're going to have 687 locations in the U.S. that are going to be hosting it outside of the main anchor host there in Chicago. So this will be live broadcast to 687 locations. So you'll be joined by over 100,000 other leaders here in North America that'll be viewing this live together and learning and being inspired all together at the same time.
Well, as always, you have such a powerful lineup with the Leadership Summit, and they call it the global. I know that intimidates some people because it does have an international impact. And, of course, we can pull up in our cars and, you know, walk maybe 50 feet into your site there, but there are pastors that walk miles to get to this in mm-hmm. other countries in the world. It just is so inspiring to me, Sherry Beth.
Me too. It's one of the things that as far as the vision of a Global Leadership Summit, that is, just like you said, most inspiring and really, I think, pulls on my heart to want to not only get better myself, but to help others get better. And our participation in the Global Leadership Summit here stateside actually helps fund and fuel the Global Leadership Summit to go internationally, because after it wraps here on August 10th, they immediately begin taking it to other locations around the world, and it literally goes around the world to places where, like you said, leaders that have no opportunity for leadership development, and they have this come to a city, you know, within, even if it's within several hundred miles of them, and they make a way to get there. So it's really incredible, the vision behind what the Global Leadership Summit is doing.
You just tune in. We're talking with Sherry Beth Daly. She is in charge of the Leadership Summit at Quest Community Church here in Lexington, Kentucky. Obviously, people are like, okay, you got me interested now, but tell me who am I going to get to hear? So, as always, they have a powerful lineup, but this year's maybe the most, to me, name-recognized people that I've ever seen. So, share a little bit about the faculty for this year's Leadership Summit.
Yeah, I mean, I always enjoy the people that they bring back that are that I've heard before, but one of the most exciting things to me is just to be exposed to people that are new, and they bring people from the workplace, from the marketplace sector, and from the Christian sector. So you'll recognize some names that way. Craig Rochelle and Erwin McManus and John Maxwell will be some of the, and T.D. Jakes will be some of the headliners coming more from the Christian sector, but Angela Arendt, who is the Senior Vice President of Retail at Apple, she's going to be there, which will be an incredible learning from her experience. Danny Meyer, who is Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People, he's in the restaurant business, and so we're going to learn a lot from him about hosting and just some incredible things that he's had experience with there in the restaurant business. Sheila Heen, she's back. She was there a couple years ago, and she was really a fan favorite. She's from Harvard Law School and is the founder of Triad Consulting Group. She's going to be talking about how to lead difficult conversations, which we all encounter from time to time, so that's going to be a great one. Simon Sinek, who is a best-selling New York Times author, is going to be there. So some really neat people that I'm excited to learn from. David Livermore as well, who's with the Cultural Intelligence Center, another best-selling author. We're going to be learning from him. And they have several international speakers coming. I would attempt to pronounce their names, but I was afraid that I would not do it justice. So you can find out the full lineup by going to willowcreek.com/summit and be able to see all the speakers are going to be there. They're going to have one of the vice chairmen from Morgan Stanley, Carla Harris, will be there as well, if that's something that interests people.
Well, the diversity is one of the things to me that is so attractive mm-hmm. about the Leadership Summit, just the diversity of speakers, male, female, African-American, you know, when I say African-American, literally there are sometimes people from Africa speaking. Like you said, there's a couple of people, we would butcher their names, that are international speakers, but I have always been blown away and mm-hmm. just really moved by some of the international speakers they bring in, because they do bring such a different perspective, and I'm so blessed. And then one of the things too, Sherry Beth, that's made me attend now my 15th summit, and I would think you agree with this being your 17th, is there always somebody that they bring in that actually is, you know, based out of the United States, but I'm not familiar with them. And I think back to a talk about 10 years ago by a guy named Jeff Mannion, who was a pastor in Michigan, mm-hmm. who I was not familiar with, even though he does pastor a really large church. And he gave a talk called The Land in Between, which we've all been there when, mm-hmm. you know, you're just like, God, where are you in my life right now? And in fact, I had breakfast this morning with a guy before I recorded this, and I gave him a copy of the talk of The Land in Between. So here it is 10 years later, having a ripple effect in my life right. and somebody else's. So to me, that's one of the most exciting things. You know, yeah, most people know John Maxwell, well, Craig Rochelle, Earl McManus, or T.D. Jakes, but there's always somebody that they bring that most of us aren't familiar with, but God's giving them a message. So that's one of the most exciting things to me, is to hear some of these people that I don't know, because God's given them a message just for this time.
I completely agree. A prime example of that, last year, Juliet Funt, who talked about white space, Alan Funt from Candid Camera actually is her father, and she is just as animated as he was. She captured everyone's attention, and we were just enamored with her. She was such an incredible communicator. She was one of the highest rated speakers from last year, and she had previously, I'd never even heard of her. So that's a prime example of, you're obviously going to get quality content from these people that you're familiar with, but they really vet every one of these speakers so thoroughly that there's rarely ever someone that you're going to walk away and say, I wish I hadn't heard them. It's just such quality content from every person.
Well, we want to make it possible for somebody to go to attend the Leadership Summit on August 9th and 10th here at Quest Community Church in Lexington. So the first person to call me at 859-913-2549. That's 859-913-2549. It's going to win two tickets to attend the Global Leadership Summit here in Lexington. So give me a call right now. That number again is 859-913-2549. But Sherry Beth, if they're not fortunate enough to be that winner, how can people buy tickets to attend here locally?
Again, they can go to willowcreek.com/summit and click on there to register. Again, our host site is listed as Quest Community Church. We're in the middle of a name change to Lexington City Church, but it'll still be listed there as Quest Community Church. And they can purchase tickets there, or they're welcome to come to our church's website, questcommunity.com. And there'll be a place right there on the homepage where they can click on to register as well.
Well, I've always told people this, and, you know, when I hosted it at Northeast Christian Church, I've always told people, I said, if you attend both days and you really come with an open heart and mind, if God doesn't speak to you and you don't feel like it was worth your money, we'll refund your money. And we hosted it 6 years at Northeast, had over 1,000 people during that 6 years attending, and I never had anybody ask for a refund. And I'm just telling you, this is a life-changing event. So, Sherry Beth, I just really appreciate you and Quest willing to host this, and I can't wait to see what God does.
Me too. Thanks so much, Greg. Really looking forward to it.
All right. That's Sherry Beth Daly. She is with Quest Community Church. She is the director for the local Leadership Summit here at Lexington, Kentucky at Quest Community Church. It's located right behind Fayette Mall, behind Meyer. You can't miss it. It's easy to find. They have a wonderful, wonderful facility. They do a tremendous job hosting. You don't want to miss this. I'm really challenging you to join me and Sherry Beth and be at the Leadership Summit. You can go to willowcreek.com/summit to find out more information about the faculty and how to buy tickets. And if you have any questions, you know, make sure you can call at Quest Community Church and talk with Sherry Beth Daly, but this is going to be a game changer, and I hope that you will join Sherry Beth and I at the Leadership Summit on August 9th and 10th at Quest Community Church. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Hi, I'm Tay Henderson, Executive Director of Lighthouse Ministries. In addition to serving meals twice a day to our hungry Lexington neighbors, we also provide shoes through our Michael's Feet Ministry. In June of 2014, I noticed that many of the people we were serving did not have adequate shoes. If they weren't duct taped together, there were holes in the soles. The day that a man named Michael approached me with scotch tape holding his shoes together, I knew I had to do something, and Michael's Feet Ministry was born. Now we are blessed to replace over 50 pairs each month thanks to individual donors and donating businesses through WJMM. Please consider being a part of this blessing. Each pair you give replaces a battered pair and helps a battered person know they are loved. Thank you.
For more information on Lighthouse Ministries, check out their website at lighthouselex.org or contact them by phone at 859-259-3434.